Okay, this is Jody Stone on the 13th of June, 1988, in the Scoble Library in Salisbury, Connecticut, interviewing the following women in this order: Mary Helen Sis Hawley Brewer, Carolyn Fisher Cadman, Adelaide Emery, Virginia Ginger Smithers Gilman, and Charlotte Paul Reed. Okay, what we want to know is, what was this school? What was it called? How did it start at Hotchkiss? Who started it?
Mrs. Tracy.
Mrs. Tracy was known as Bissell Hall. Who was she?
She was the wife of
John Fisher.
I mean, John Tracy.
Tracy.
Who was one of the masters.
He was at Hotchkiss?
Yes, he was.
Do you know what he taught? Do you know anything about
it? It was mathematics.
I think so. And she started this all on her own?
Yeah. There was a predecessor to the school, which was called Miss Stewart's School, where the two of us went, Sis Brewer and I. And it was in the house that Sherry Newkirk now lives in, between Salisbury and Lakeville. And when Miss Stewart decided to give up, my memory is that Mrs. Tracy decided to take over, and because of her connection with Hotchkiss, was able to get free space up there.
Yeah. When you stand in front of Bissell, mm-hmm. was the school on the left?
It was on the left.
In what we call the old Bissell study hall. It was just one
study hall.
It was behind.
It's not behind.
In front it on the back side, on the golf course.
On the golf course. On the left. Lots of kids?
Approximately 15.
15 in this picture.
Yeah. And that was. Now, Adelaide, you didn't live in Lakeville.
No, Sharon. Three of us came from Sharon.
Who? Uh-huh.
My sister and Bettina Klipfel.
How do you spell Klipfel?
K-L-U-E-P-F-E-L.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got driven up every morning. Half a day school? All day school?
1 o'clock.
Depending when you
1 o'clock.
You mean you went in the morning to
yes.
a morning? Mm-hmm. Did they give you lunch?
No.
No.
Adelaide, did the Harts go there at some point, Granny
yes.
and Harriet?
Yes.
It's terrible. I know. I played with them all the time. Mm-hmm.
Tom went too.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I figured.
I was just there 1 year, and that was a Bissell Hall.
And this was, did she then quit? Mrs. Tracy quit?
No. She took it down to
did she start Town Hill?
No.
She went up to Barrington.
Okay, well,
right, good.
Mrs. Tracy moved it down to on a hill in Lakeville. My sister went there for a year.
Montgomery Street.
Where there's an apartments now.
Yeah, that's Montgomery.
Yes. And then she went up to Great Barrington to be headmistress of the...
where I went.
Barrington
Charlie
School
went.
Girls.
Went.
Yeah. Three of us went.
What was it?
The Barrington
School. The biggest
state on the right-hand side as you go.
Service Castle.
Oh, really?
And Jack was the business manager there.
Jack Tracy.
Okay. And then Town Hill started after I was at Hotchkiss. We had a little class in Sharon for a year as a congregational minister's wife ran it. Then the Buckleys had some tutors that they got from someplace, and one of them was Miss Oyen. And after this little tutoring class business, that was another year. Miss Oyen started she was the first Major Domo Town Hill.
Which was started by Hotchkiss faculty members,
I guess?
Pretty much, yes. I think so. We were out of there by then.
So you only had one teacher in this little school at Hotchkiss?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get divided into little classes?
Yeah.
We were the only fourth graders.
I was going to say, you were all of an age, different ages.
That's right. Well, she had a row, and in the front row with
the little
young
kids,
and then as you got older, and finally when you reached the back row, you were about ready to graduate. You
so
see?
It was a one room.
It was a one room school.
How could you learn anything? I mean,
but
the little ones.
Good. She was really good.
I was ready for college at extraordinarily early age.
Well, you just naturally bright.
She was very good.
She was good.
She had absolutely the
and she was a very good headmistress, too.
Yeah.
But that's a short school day.
Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, fourth graders, they go all the
way.
We had a lot of homework.
No, come on. Now, who's in this picture? Just to give us names?
Sure, I did pretty well all the way through. So we start at one end and go with Franny Warner and Mary Miles Hausman. I'm going to the back row. And myself, Ginger, Kiki Skinner, Adelaide Emery, Nancy Martin, Carolyn Fisher. Then the front row, somebody's got to do better. Well, the two-wheeler girls, Nancy and Rosemary, Josie Emery, Waddy Tabor,
George
Quayle, and Bettina Clipwell. And I don't know who this
Archibald Foolish.
Who sat behind you, Ginger?
No, Waddy Tabor did, because three of us had pigtails, Mary Miles Hausman, Ginger, and Kiki, and they used to put our pigtails into the inkwell.
Adelaide, did you talk to your sister? Did she remember the school song?
She doesn't. No, she didn't.
Did any of you?
What?
Do you remember the school song?
We didn't have it, but that was when it moved down to Lakeville. They had some kind of little tune or something.
I have no idea what
song.
They did.
I don't think we had a song.
But I know. We probably couldn't.
Did you ever use the school facilities? I mean, did you?
Yeah.
Did you play in the gym?
We had the music.
Vaguely, I remember we had something. I don't know who even taught.
The Fish?
Yeah.
Denny Fish.
Denny Fish.
Yeah.
That's exactly who it was. And we put on plays.
Yes, like the one in the picture.
Yeah, because I was dressed for Alice in Wonderland in that.
That was graduation play.
Carefully made by members of the family.
I remember playing out back in the school, very near the coal bin, and coming here, very dark. It was very messy back then, and that's where we were told to play.
So the school was powered by coal?
When I was
the old powerhouse.
Yes.
That's where you played?
Yes, around there.
Well, we were allowed to go on the track for special occasions on recess. You know, the little round track that was up there where the tennis courts are?
That's right.
You mean the old, where the tennis courts are now?
Yes, the lower courts opposite Bissell.
It was a boardwalk type of thing, as I remember.
It was a round track where they were able to run.
The school at that time, I think the buildings were connected by boardwalk. Do you remember that?
No, they had
covered
stone things. I remember that. They were really made out of stone.
Were they?
The corridor, it was a connection between Bissell and what's the name of
the main building.
The
main building.
Right.
Yeah.
It was made out of stone.
Do you remember who lived in the big house next to it? Because I lived in it for 14 years.
Bodell's did at one point.
Yes, the Bodell's, John Bodell, and his first wife.
And so their children never went to the school, did they?
They were younger.
No, they're younger.
I remember when they had one of them, and I was at school then, so obviously they went around in that school when we were there. And then next door, Mrs. Tracy lived in the house on the right.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Where Bob Royce
lived. Where Bob Royce lived for years.
Yes.
And then came Tabor's.
No, McChesney.
McChesney had the great big house, and then
Tabor
down there. Ginny, do you have something you want to ask? I know I can see it.
I'm just happy to find out where it was. Is that the same Mrs. Tracy that lived up in Deconic and later years?
No.
It's a different one.
What do you have there, the changing landscape?
The Hotchkiss School,
Oh, the
they mentioned the covered colonies between the wars,
We were allowed to go into one of those big study halls. It seemed immense at that time. Do you remember that? We were sent in there.
That's why I asked you if you were in the study hall, because when I first knew Bissell, the people who worked, secretaries and maintenance staff, lived in that's all it was. And at the end, you're talking about was an enormous room.
It was.
With great columns. And that was called the Bissell Study Hall.
That's where we were allowed to go on
occasion.
And it was sort of scary really.
Yeah.
It was so big.
We were in quite a large room.
Yeah.
But I remember
that's now a faculty apartment with the columns still in the middle of the living room. It's a little hard to decorate around those columns.
Where, what did they call that building next to the grain, what do you call it, on Montgomery Street, the big
one? Masonic Lodge.
Masonic Lodge.
Masonic Lodge is where we had graduation.
So did we. We had graduation too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that picture isn't the old.
I think that's where that is.
I think so too.
Yes, I think so.
But it isn't the old main building in Hotchkiss, because you wouldn't have been brought up there from the school.
No.
You would have
There were only two of us in our graduating class. We're both here. That is not the Masonic Lodge, though.
Well, then maybe it is the...
I think it's...
I don't think that's Bissell. Bissell doesn't have columns on it.
No.
I think it's the front of the old main building. Okay, ladies, anything else you want to say that you can think of in your memories? Reaching far back, little school girls that you were.
I learned how to knit, I told her that.
Did you learn how to knit in school?
Mrs. Tracy, she must have had some kind of a little...
We had weaving machines.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes, that's right. We did have weaving machines. Looms.
Little table looms, yeah.
I have pieces of that, too.
Do you?
I still have, yeah.
Do you?
And what did you make, pot holders?
I made a bag for my mom. It had design on it.
I only made a runner. I wasn't that
I made
good.
A runner, too. Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
Did they mention the years at the school?
No, I was just about to ask them. Do you know when it started?
Mm. Well, Charlotte, you...
Come, ladies.
I'm the oldest. I think it must... I must have been there from... Let's see, 1, 2, 3. My mother taught me at home for the first 3 grades. Oh, I only went in the 4th grade, and I was 8.
For 1 year?
No, I stayed through then. So that must have been 1927?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I was there 33, 34. That was a bad winter, too.
I was first
there.
And second grade, and then that, and then fourth.
Well, I went to public school until second grade, and then from 3 on, went to Tracy's.
No, because I went to Miss Stewart's first, with you.
Mm-hmm.
How long were we at Miss Stewart's?
2 years? At least two, maybe 3. So that would have been...
Are you counting kindergarten?
No.
No, because I didn't go in for kindergarten, first, second, or third.
Okay.
And... No, my dates are wrong. I must have gone in 1929.
That's when
Miss Stewart's.
Oh, I went 29 to Mrs. Tracy's. Yeah, that's my first year.
I don't know, I mixed up on dates.
What would you guess? 1927, maybe?
I don't know.
What's because the Norman kids were there before I was.
She helped Miss Stewart.
That would have been 30.
She an assistant to Miss
That would have been 34.
She ever assist her?
Maybe
it's
34 in the back
like
of it, right?
33, 34.
I guess she just decided to.
I don't know. Teach. I guess she had always wanted to.
And she'd never helped Miss Stewart.
She might have.
I don't think she was ever down there.
Yeah, remember, she should be easy to remember. She was a very heavy lady.
Yeah.
Who?
Mrs. Tracy.
Oh, was she?
Very heavy.
I can probably look it up in the school of Michiana's when they were at Hodgkin's.
And then I ended up teaching her 2 children.
You did? Where?
Up at a little school in Great Barrington, similarly run, only there were 3 or 4 teachers, not just one. And it was Miss Mills' school in Great Barrington. And by this time, Mrs. Tracy had moved to Great Barrington, and I guess...
Mm-hmm. She adopted 2
she
children.
She adopted mm-hmm. 2 very lovely children, John and Mary.
Mm-hmm. Those are people, everybody knows.
Can you
Jay
believe?
Graham.
He's in Stewart school.
I might be
overlapping or something.
Eggie Howell.
Oh my word, Eggie Howell.
Oh, school.
This is in 1920.
That was Miss Stewart, definitely.
Oh,
Miss Stewart.
She was
very pretty.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's in a lot of this.
You can't forget another
story.
Manners are extremely important to Miss Stewart.
Yeah.
Were they? I think we had a lot of people in town who said, I went to Miss Stewart's. It must have been the... Was it private? Of course it was
private.
Where is Jack?
Before Town Hill Show?
Before Town.
Again, before Town.
Oh, there's Jack Hawley.
Well, this is really terrific.
What's that, Jim?
Alice in Wonderland at the Stewart School. Robert Borden, Mary Rudd, Marsha Rudd,
Elizabeth,
Harry Harrison, Henry Peterson.
Is Marsha Rudd alive?
Was
Tweedledum was Wells Fulton, I can't bear it.
Wells Fulton, oh, he used to be so mean to me. He chased me once with fake snakes.
Oh, that's cruel.
I ran out into the other room, and Miss Stewart said, I said for you to sit down at your place and don't get up. Oh, it was awful.
Well,
that's marvelous.
This is by the library.
That has nothing to do with...
That's all right. It's a local school.
Yeah, we're getting a school on this instead. Yeah, Betty Raymond had always...
Here's Jack Fisher, was
where?
A tiger lily.
Hasn't changed
what
bit.
It says.
Now this group was slightly older than I was, like about 3 years.
What are you looking at?
God, look at Bill Rand. I mean, you recognize him anywhere. Chris Rand.
Oh, you were little Indians.
Tom Wagner. Mary Lee Borden McCabe.
Yeah.
I mean, too much.
Well, this is the wrong school. Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
Fun.
Now you don't have to do a tape on the stupid.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good idea. My, they don't look very happy.
Look at the little Indians.
That's Jack.
Just that is darling. Who made those costumes?
Yeah, a lot of work in those days.
See, on end, there she is.
Oh, Archibald Keller, they lived across right next door.
I thought there might be an overlapping with the students from one school to the other. That's
yeah.
Well, maybe there's quite an age. Yeah, there's a difference in age there. Yeah, this is all an older group.
Right. When Townhill was founded, Miss Stewart stopped. Miss Stewart
yes,
stopped.
It did not overlap. Marshall.
They're marvelous pictures. Okay, ladies, anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
I think of.
Thank you very much.